Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby. I sure am glad you did. This is a pre-record. We have to do those sometimes when our guests are out of the continental, or the North American continent, I should say, if they're in Europe or Australia or whatnot. We'll do a pre-record because of the time change and whatnot. We like to broadcast it out where, you know, they're, the bulk of their fans and whatever can hear it at a decent hour. They don't have to, you know, stay up till 4:30 or get up at 4:30 in the morning, whatever the case may be. So that's what we did. That's what we did. This week we, or this episode, I should say, fantastic guest. We had Liv Hargrell, I believe that's how you say it, pronounce her last name. The Swedish names sometimes get to me. But anyway, she was the lead singer for the band Sister Sin, which I liked. Great band. And she was with them a long time. That ended, that period ended, that band ended, I should say. And she said, you know what, I'm not done, and I'm going to keep going. And she has a new band now called Liv Sin, which is an awesome band. I liked Sister Sin. Liv Sin is just, if Sister Sin was a 10, this is a 12, if you know what I'm saying. Very, very cool metal stuff, rock and roll. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And so is Liv. So here is this episode. It's not very long, but, you know, busy, busy schedules, baby. But here it is. Enjoy. And, yeah, here you go. So, hello, Liv. Let me make sure this is really going. Yep, I'm seeing green lines, so that's a good thing.
Okay, good.
Yep. Okay, hi, Liv. We were talking a little bit. Sorry about that technical issue. Man, my mind is all turned around now. But yeah, we're all good. Hey, now you were telling me before all that happened about how you met the current lineup of Liv Sin. You knew a couple of the band members, and then you said Instagram is how you found your drummer. Was that right?
No, I was fine. My solo guitar player. Yeah, I know that the drummer, he helped out with Sister Sim a couple of times when Dave couldn't play. So I know him since before, and also I know Patrick, one of the guitar players, or the guitar player who makes the music together with me. I know them two from before, but my solo guitar player, Christopher, I found him on Instagram, actually. He was putting out videos of himself playing all kinds of stuff, and I liked the way he played, so after a while I contacted him and asked if he wanted to join me, which he wanted, so
nice.
So that was pretty cool, yeah. And I found the bass player. I didn't know him either before, but we had friends in common. We had the band Hardcore Superstar from Sweden. He worked as their crew guy, so it was actually them who said to me, well, our crew guy Tommy here, he's a bass player, you should take him. So that's how that happened.
Nice. Now I know the new album, well, and you guys all merged, and this was in 2015.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay, because it sounds very, very tight. I love the new album. The new album actually isn't out yet. It's out in 4 days, right?
Yes, on Friday.
That's right, this Friday. But yes, see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so cool. I've heard it already. No, I'm kidding. It's just one of the cool things. But I love it. And it's much, I really loved your previous work and whatnot. I hate to say old work, but your previous work. But
yeah.
This has, I don't know, man. They had a little vial of metal, like even more metal, that was injected into this. It's cool the direction you went with this. I like it.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, was kind of the plan, right? To just amp it up. I mean, your previous work was probably on like a 9 or a 10. This is up on an 11 or a 12, you know?
Yeah, that was the plan, because if I look to myself and what kind of music I listen to and what kind of music I would love to do. It is the heavier style, and I always wanted to play a little heavier. Since the scene got heavier from each record, but I kind of just took off from that and put it a little bit more heavier, even more heavier.
Well, it's fantastic, fantastic. Now, I also see in my show notes here, I did not know this. It doesn't surprise me. But you're also a model and you're into fitness, a personal trainer as well as being a rock star.
Yes, exactly. Especially, I mean, my day job is being a personal trainer and a fitness instructor. So I work with training. I think it's good to keep in shape.
Well, especially in your line of work, you know, I mean, there's a lot of running around on stage and especially with really heavy music and whatnot. You know, you can't just stand up there.
No, that would be boring.
Exactly. Oh man, Liv, I've seen a lot of bands that do that. And I know. Oh, and I'm in the audience. I'm going, man, I paid to get in. I could have stayed home. The drinks were cheaper.
Exactly.
But yeah, I like seeing a show. That's me. And you bring it. Now, were you always? You've been in the music business for a little bit here. Were you always a real rock guy? Lady, a real rock woman, into metal and everything, growing up and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was in, I think it's high school. I think that's the when I was like 14, 15, 16, 17, and I started my first. When I started my first band, I listened to Pantera was my favorite band, and all those kinds of bands. So pretty heavy, Slayer, Fear Factory. So I'm not actually not very much from rock. I'm more from metal.
Metal, right.
More the harder and darker stuff. And all my friend was listening to, we had our period where we only listened to Norwegian black metal. So,
and the makeup's more fun, you know. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding. I think it's awesome. Real quick question on the. I wanted to ask about some of the. I just checked my email, and there's my email from you. So now that's good. That's good. Now I'm all turned around, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all turned around. It's all right. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out. If you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
I wanted to ask about a couple of the different tracks that we're going to play on the show here, and we're trying to move it along, baby, move it along, because I know you got other interviews to do.
Yeah.
The Fall, great track, great track. And let's check it out now. Here it is, folks, The Fall by Liv Sinn. Great track. Great track. How did that come about? Do you have a set, kind of a set way you go about songwriting, or is it different every time?
Well, I would say it's different because this is the first time I work. This is actually the first time in a very long time that I am making music. Mm-hmm. In Sister Sin, it was Dave and Jim, drummer and guitar player, who made the music. And here it's me and Patrick, the guitar player for my band now, that works together with the music. So we are kind of, I think, some ideas I had and sent to him, and a lot, some ideas he had from the beginning and sent to me. And then I put some of my ideas on his ideas, etc., etc.
And here is Let Me Out by Liv Sinn, everybody. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk more about it.
Let me out. But I remember when he sent Riff to the Fall, because he had said a couple of stuff before, and which one was Let Me Out was very hooky. I liked it, and I loved it, but I also wanted to have more, even more intensity and aggression. Then he sent me the Riff to the Fall. I was like, yes, this is the direction. And if I would have more time, I would have made a whole album with songs like The Fall, but probably would be boring with a whole album with only those kind of songs too. Well, but that's my favorite song, so.
I love it. I love Let Me Out. Let Me Out's the first single, right? That's being promoted.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Rocksgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
And then Hypocrite, I like a lot too. Good stuff. And here's Hypocrite, everybody. It's a fantastic track. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. I know we're moving along. We had to do that in the interview. But here it is. Here's Hypocrite. Live Sin.
I'm just
Mortal Sin, that's a great one as well, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Beast Inside, another fantastic track. Another fantastic track.
Well, thank you. That's a little more unusual if you compare to the rest of the album, I said. Right. I would say.
Right. Yep. Well, you know, I'm an unusual cat, so there you go, right?
Yeah.
No surprise. And here it is, folks, one of my favorite off the new album, the Live Sin album. This is The Beast Inside. Check it out.
Save me before it's too late, before I hit the ground. Take me away from myself before the emptiness breaks out.
The Beast Inside.
This is war!
Cliff, I know you got other interviews to do, and I wish we had more time. But I want to thank you for being as patient as you were with me. I really appreciate that. And we will talk again real soon. Do you have any? Are you just doing a radio promo now for the new album, Follow Me, or do you have some live shows lined up yet? Or
we have our first live show on Friday.
Oh, on Friday! Oh, the day of the release. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to be, I think we're all going to be double nervous on Friday.
Nice. Well, break a leg and it will go great, I'm sure. And I wish I was, 4,000 miles closer.
It's a little bit too long, too far away.
I will be there in spirit, but have a fantastic show. Tell all the guys said, hey.
Wonderful. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too. Thanks you a too. Lot, Lynn.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Good. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And there you go, folks. That was Liv Sinn. Fantastic band. Fantastic band. I know we went a little quick on it, but due to our screw-up with the Skype recording, man, that was just... anyway, this technical stuff doesn't matter, but we had to move it along. How this normally happens sometimes with certain bands is they have X amount of time to talk to me, and then they got to talk to the next person and whatnot. So we couldn't eat into the next person's time and whatnot. It happens. But we got some cool music on there, man. I want to tell you guys also, I want to mention Liv Sinn's website, of course, is www.liv-sinn. So it's www.liv-sinn.com. Again, www.liv-sinn.com. And it's a cool website. And you can get all these tracks you heard today. You can get these on Spotify, wherever you buy digital music. And it's just fantastic. Of course, we're going to... This interview is going to be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes, for free. So if you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. And I want to welcome all, once again, this past weekend, I want to welcome all the new listeners. We were on the Blog Talk Radio homepage, and we got all kinds of new people listening to the show and whatnot. And that's always a good thing as well, from all over the world, too. So very, very cool. And yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, and finally, before I go, I can't forget to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Headfirst Entertainment. Headfirst Entertainment. If you're in a band or in a creative endeavor and you need some help on the PR side of things, while these folks are, you want these guys in your corner, man, on your team. We have a link on our show page to them as well. Dave and everybody over there, just outstanding. I've worked with them for a couple years now, and just really, really cool people. Check them out too. Very, very cool people. Of course, you can see, you can hear this also streaming anytime on my website. It's archived there, jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us. And you can see the upcoming shows and all of that. And hey, see the latest paintings I'm working on and whatnot. Cool, cool stuff. Okay, well, we're out of here for today. Thanks for listening and tuning in and all of that. And we will see you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.